May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Happy New Year. When each new year comes around, we have an opportunity to reflect on events of the year past and to contemplate the year to come. And we are called to wonder about God's presence in the highs and lows of the past year and to anticipate the Lord's presence in the year to come. As we listen to the gospel readings over the Christmas season, we are inspired by the concept of God sending the Word to live and dwell among us. The Word made flesh that came and dwelt among us. We are invited to celebrate that God took on human form and dwelt among us. And as we've sometimes noted, the narrative plays with words of Greek and Hebrew so as to convey the notion that just as God dwelled in the tent that housed the Ark of the Covenant, carried by the Israelites through the wilderness to the Promised Land, so too has God chosen to dwell, to tent among us. And I think that metaphor of tenting among us is particularly apt when we consider the lives of our homeless neighbors, but more on that later. But what we are inspired in the Christmas season to remember is that the word spoken of in the gospel is not only Jesus the Christ, but the Spirit of God. And that is what infuses us as we go into a new year through this season of Christmas, into Epiphany and beyond. The word is about the wisdom of the Logos, the Greek term for word, but also layered with additional meanings about prayer and preaching, about teaching and prophecy, about truth and wisdom. And so when we consider the Word made flesh, we celebrate the incarnation of God in Jesus, the Christ, full of grace and truth. But we also celebrate the Word of prayer and preaching, of teaching and prophecy, of truth and wisdom, through which God has chosen to come among us, to tent among us. And then let us wonder, how will we respond? Many of us respond like Simeon in the reading today, who praise God for allowing Simeon to see the face of God before he died. And that is something that we all strive for and pray for every day. For we are cautioned in the scripture not to repeat the mistakes of those who failed to know the word, who failed to accept the word. We are cautioned to wonder, when the word comes into the world, will we know it not? When the word comes to each of us, will we receive it not? That, my friends, is up to us. For the gospel reminds us that although we are made of God, we are not compelled to receive or accept God's presence in our lives. As God is made known to us through Christ, we are called to make known and to do our part to receive and accept the word made flesh, the word of grace and truth. And as we contemplate the new year, perhaps we can also consider how we can receive and accept God's word. In the history books, the year 2017 will be remembered for many things. The Trump presidency, Brexit, mega storms and natural disasters, human tragedies from the forests of Myanmar to the streets of Las Vegas and the offices of Hollywood, tragedy on the streets of Vancouver. But what about us here in the church today? What has this year meant for our own lives and for the life of our community? We have seen tragedy. Family members lost or gravely ill. We have seen personal, emotional, and financial challenges at home and at work and school. And of course, we have also seen gladness, newborns, baptisms, weddings, young folks off to school, new accomplishments at home and in our communities, the highs and lows of another year, another ordinary year. Will the events of our lives go down in the history books? Probably not. But they will go down in our own accountings and remembrances. At the end of the day, which is more important? The formalized accounts of newsworthy events or the scrapbooks, the photo albums? Perhaps I date myself. I should say the DVD images of the year gone by that remind us of who we are and what we've been up to. At the end of the year just past, we are invited to wonder, what is more important? The matters of global importance or the ordinary events in our own lives. And so we might think of the year ahead. In the world, we will certainly see much written about ongoing economic and political challenges, the markets, politics, conflict and war, the comings and goings of world leaders, and also, too much perhaps, the lives of celebrities and tabloid newsmakers. But in our lives, what are we looking forward to? More births, more weddings, and sadly, perhaps more funerals, more family gatherings and challenges, more children off to school or work, and some coming home to regroup after something goes wrong. Another ordinary year. But how ordinary will we allow the coming year to remain? Or how extraordinary will we help it become? We might wonder, what makes our ordinary years, years past and years to come, what makes these so important, so extraordinary? Of course, we might think about it in terms of what social scientists would call the primacy of subjectivity. The primacy of subjectivity, there's a mouthful for you, but basically, it means that things that happen to us and our families and our community, we experience them ourselves, and so they are more important to us than distant events in world capitals or on the fields of battle or commerce. Yes, our subjective experience does seem more important, but perhaps there is more to it than simply our local perspectives. Perhaps it is in our subjective experience that we find God's presence, receiving and accepting the word of grace and truth. Perhaps there is more to our personal experiences because it is in their very subjectivity, in their very ordinariness, that we have the opportunity to receive God in our midst. And so we are invited to consider how God is present with us in the midst of our ordinary lives, in the year past and in the years to come. Not only in the headlines, but in the quiet of our hearts and in the commonplace, the mundane, the ordinary experiences of our lives. Perhaps that is where we will find God tenting in our midst. Each day we awake, sometimes after a good night's sleep, sometimes not, and we live lives of diverse wonder. We go to work or school or join friends in community activities. We enjoy retirement. We pursue hobbies and engage in service activities. And in all these things, the question for us becomes, how can we be ever more ready to hear the word of God? How can we be ever more ready to receive the presence of God in our midst, to accept the word of grace and truth? As is so often the case, St. Paul points the way. As Paul put it in today's reading from Galatians, we are heirs. We are heirs to the kingdom. Through Christ, we are no longer slaves to existing powers and values of the world that gives us genocide and sexual abuse and poverty and homelessness and all the rest. We are children of God and therefore heirs, whose inheritance is indeed the kingdom of God. And as heirs to the kingdom, we are called to be its stewards in the here and now. We are invited to consider that as the presence of God is revealed to us through Jesus the Christ, the Word made flesh, we come to understand that we are not passive vessels, but active participants in living out God's word of grace and truth. As we contemplate the year ahead, let us consider how we can embrace the inheritance that God has promised. Our liturgical life, our service life, is certainly a place to start with our weekly services, music ministry, and many new possibilities for worship that we might begin to imagine. Our prayer life, through Bible study and through individual daily practice, also offers additional opportunities to receive God's presence in our lives. Our outreach ministries, too, through PWRDF, to refugee support, to pastoral care, to the neighborhood ministry, and many others, all of these help proclaim God's presence tenting among us. And so we give thanks for the year past, and we have hopes for the year to come. But we also look after our parish, and we minister to our community and to our neighbors outside. For just as the Christ made known God's word of grace and truth, so too can we, as children of God, as heirs to the kingdom, make known by our faithful ministry the presence of God in the world. And as we proclaim through our actions the presence of God's word of grace and truth, as we steward our inheritance, we come to recognize God in our midst, God tenting in our midst. So let's get busy. Happy New Year. Let us pray. Holy One, as we celebrate a new year living with the glories of your creation, let us always be mindful of your presence among us and thankful for the many forms in which your saving grace is made manifest. We pray in the name of your Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.